Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Lots of focus on Cape Town and its drought, but today I want you to take a look at the Northern Cape, which is also in serious trouble. A humanitarian organization, The Gift of the Givers, has made an urgent appeal for assistance for drought-stricken Sutherland, and in fact has already begun its own series of interventions to try and save the town from what they're saying is the threat of outright collapse. In a statement a few days ago, Gift of the Givers founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, said man, animal and the environment are in tremendous difficulty as the area experiences its worst drought in 100 years. All 200 boreholes that served the region have dried out as the water table has decreased substantially. To give us a perspective on just how bad it is and what is being done to help, as well as what is needed in terms of further assistance, I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman on the line, founder and chairman of Gift of the Givers. Thank you so much for speaking to us today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa. Thank you for having me on the program.
It's a pleasure. Who brought the situation in Sutherland to your attention in the first place?
Well, we know the people of Sutherland. We were there last year, you know, and it was immediately after Nisena we got called to say that the drought that affected, that brought made the fires worse in Nisena is the drought that affected Northern Cape in many areas. And one of the areas was Sutherland. And in the process of August last year till December, we got involved with a lady called Elizabeth Fasahi from Stellenbosch, Somerset West area, who seemed to be connected to all the farming communities. And she said, look, these people need help. And it was the whole region needed fodder. And we moved 383 trucks of fodder and four train loads and 40 carriages in each train. It was a 48.8 million rand project for the trucks and the trains and the fodder. And then when we went to Sutherland itself, of course, there were poor kids, farm laborers, people needed warm clothes, needed food, all kinds of things in the school stationery. We did that. And then we said, okay, it should be fine for the year. Then in the beginning of this year, of course, it wasn't fine. They needed more stuff, and apparently I think the Northern Cape government had made some stuff available, some fodder available in the Upington region, but you had to fetch it yourself. And as time passed, most of the farms, their overdrafts were maximum, their credit cards were maxed, 11 farmers lost their farms, 56 are about to lose their farms, they couldn't pay varsity fees, they couldn't pay the accounts in any of the shops, they don't have money for fuel, so nobody could fetch the fodder for the town itself. From a population of 500,000 sheep, there's only 125,000 left. Many died, all didn't die, but many died, and many had to be cut early or had to be sold to try to just, you know, make some use of the sheep. And then, of course, the boreholes, because, as you mentioned in the introduction, it's a 100-year, the worst drought in 100 years, the water tables have been dropping. And because there are shallow boreholes in the region, the water level dropped too low. So the boreholes could not pump anything out, and all those boreholes sort of became non-functional, and no more water from the boreholes. So you add up a non-functioning borehole, no grazing, no fodder, sheep dying, no money, no economy. The farm laborers started losing their jobs, so they got into economic crisis. There's no food there. There's no fees for schools. The schools have no food there. There's no fees for schools. The schools are coming to a standstill. Some of the farmers now only have money for 40 liters a month of fuel.
Sure.
It is a critical situation.
It sounds absolutely desperate. Imtiaz, I know as of today you're assisting, you've sent a hydrologist in, you're going to be looking to dig deeper boreholes, and a drilling team has been deployed there at a cost of some 15 million rand allocated for that. What else have you done in the immediate sort of interim to try and tide people over?
Well, on Friday already, you know, our trucks, as you mentioned in the introduction, we've been busy, very busy with the Cape Town water. You know, we've got 12 warehouses full of water in Cape Town. We had to send all our trucks to Rustenburg to fetch fodder from Cape Town. And we came back on Friday night with 200 bales of fodder, which is packed off. All the farmers, because of the fuel problem, they don't have the money. They will all come together on Wednesday to collect the fodder. In the meantime, on yesterday morning, two drills went to Sutherland. The hydrologist, Dr. Kronwald, is leading 7:30 this morning. He started the search for water. He's a master at finding water. We could look at drilling all 200 boreholes. This morning, the same trucks have gone to Welcome to pick up another 100 bales of fodder. And we've hired 6 tipper trucks from Pretoria. 150 tons of millies will come. Another 30 tons of millies will come from Craddock. In the next hour or two, 40,000 liters of diesel fuel will be there to push for the diesel for the drilling machines. And tomorrow we're sending in 11 JoJo tanks, food parcels, blankets, and hygiene packs, and also 30 tons of bottled water. All this will go in tomorrow, and by Wednesday, of course, most of the fodder will be taken by the farmers. The food parcels will be given out, the blankets will be given out, and we're hoping maybe by this evening or late this afternoon, hopefully we'll have the first signs of water. You know, that's in God's hands, but Dr. Khudrawal is a master scientist, and hopefully he'll succeed, and thereafter open the door to find water in all the 200 areas.
Imtiaz, how can our listeners be part of this relief effort? Listening today, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, when I hear you say blankets and warm clothing are needed for farm labourers and their families, I know when I watch the weather report every night, almost without exception, Sutherland posts the lowest temperature in the country in the middle of winter. It's unimaginable to think of children having to survive in those conditions without anything to keep them warm. Are you looking for donations of blankets, of clothing, of water, of anything else?
Look, water, we can supply the whole country. We have enough water to supply even the dams. Okay, we have a lot of water. Yes, if people want to give things in kind, it can be food items, you know, but new clothes, new blankets and new clothes. If you've got woolen things, woolen jerseys, woolen jackets, all new items, we will need that. You know, we've run out of new clothes, but we have quite a few new blankets and food items we'll take. The bigger companies, we would like the help in assisting us, you know, towards the borehole drilling, because it's very, very expensive. We're putting the funds down for it, but we will appreciate support for that if they can give us. The fuel for the drilling machine, I don't think we need anymore. As I said, I've already paid, you know, close to $700,000 for the fuel to bring it from Durban to Sutherland. So that's not an issue, but in cash, would help in any form of cash to help, you know, towards the drilling. And also, you know, we may need to help some of the people. Their kids can't go to varsity. They can't pay the varsity fees. Mm. So kids who are in like second, third year of study have now got to stop, which means the whole year is going to be wasted. So if in some way we could have that finance paid for the students to continue their studies, because it means you're just getting more and more backwards, you know, and you can't progress because you couldn't pay for the education and other kinds of things. So we will look at other things that come up besides the fodder, besides the clothing, besides the food, you know, besides the feeding. The other big problem is the schools close on next week Friday.
Yeah.
And the school has a feeding scheme provided for by government, which means when the schools close, the feeding scheme closes for the next 3 weeks thereafter, which makes another hunger problem in the town. For that, we have to send supplies to cater for those kids and those families in those weeks that the schools are closed.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, thank you for chatting to us about a very bleak picture of what's going on to our north, but congratulations to your team on what they're doing. Immense efforts underway to bring relief to the town of Sutherland. And if you feel you can contribute, whether you're listening to that from the perspective of a big corporate who can maybe assist in funding that borehole drilling process, or if you are somebody who feels you can assist with donations of food, of new clothing and blankets, please either reach out to us with an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za and we'll collect you with Imtiaz, or simply Google Gift of the Givers to find their contact details online and donate any way you can help.